Welcome to the Inside Out Style Podcast with Imogen Lamport, your scientist of style. Each episode, you'll get real-world style advice for women of every size, shape, and age. And now, here's Imogen.
Hi, I'm Imogen Lamport from Inside Out Style, and I have a question from Dorota that I thought I would talk about today. She asks, how do I combine what I like with what actually suits me? And this is where it's something that it might take a process of discovery and experimentation. So one of the ways you can start to figure this out is to create yourself a Pinterest board. So pinning everything that you like onto this Pinterest board, like what appeals to you aesthetically, what do you like, what do you want in your wardrobe, or that kind of sort of thing. Once you've got 20 or 30 different outfits or, garments or, images in there, start to have a look at what are the themes you're seeing. What is it that you like? So start maybe writing some notes about what you like down. Like start noticing, is there a pattern that, I'm always going for florals, or I'm almost going for leopard prints, or I'm always going for checks. That keeps cropping up in multiple garments and outfits. Or it could be a certain shape that maybe you like, a waisted shape or something like that. Or it could be some sort of detail or embellishment that you're after. Maybe you have a lot of things with texture. Maybe you have, tone on tone outfits. Maybe you have different colors. Like start noticing what it is that you actually like. Then what we want to do is, once we've got this information, we can marry that up with what suits you physically and actually go, well, how do I get these elements that I really like into outfits that make me look amazing? And so that is, it's completely possible to do this, but that is one of these things, is you need to know what suits you physically. And this is why I've got my free body shape calculator, but that only gives you part of the picture there. This is what's inside my 7 Steps of Style program to get the full picture of what really suits you physically, as well as what suits your personality. But then there's this other element of spending some time figuring out what it is that you particularly like in clothing. What is your aesthetic? And even people who think, I wear different things all the time, you may actually find when you start noticing what it is that you like, that there are themes that run through those different garments. Everything from, and I've noticed this, I was talking to a client recently, and she was like, trying to figure out her style. And one of the things I noticed about all her favorite outfits, the things that she'd loved, is that there was textural elements to it, but it was always tone on tone texture rather than, and the outfits were very much kind of more tone on tone. So it might be, some sort of lace detail, but the same tone as whatever there's the fabric underneath. It could have been like some sort of cutout detail or some sort of embellished detail, some sort of beading, but again, the same tones, not something different. So it was a more kind of subtle sort of textural element, but in many of her garments. And there was also soft structure in the garments as well, rather than stiff structure or very soft sort of construction. So once you start noticing this, so if this was in both her evening wear and fancy clothes, as well as her day-to-day clothes, they all had these same sort of elements of design and construction. Just, some were more dressy and some were more casual. So this is where it's that having all those images, you need like 20 or 30 images to really start noticing what it is that you like, what it is that your aesthetic is, and to actually start seeing the patterns. So that would be my suggestion, is to, if you're kind of going, well, I like certain things, but they don't actually suit me physically. And then it's that working out, well, how do I bring those things together? Now, if you happen to go, I love things that are very waisted and have a lot of waist definition, but you have an H body shape, so those don't suit you, then what I'm looking at is going, well, how do I get that illusion of a waist without wearing those obviously waisted garments? And this is where we have to kind of make some little adjustments, where we can just have things that come in, that we can have a straighter shape, that, you know, that there's many ways we can use line and illusion to create that illusion of a waist when you don't have one. But it's knowing about how to choose the right kind of garments. It's going, rather than wearing a wrap dress where there is a long tie waistband at the waist, you can wear a wrap dress where it comes in just under the bust at the empire point, and it's going to give you that more illusion of a waist without highlighting it. And it doesn't have a long tie. It's more a faux wrap dress, or it just has one tie, but it's just under the bust and it goes to one side. And so we're not creating horizontal lines around your waist. So it can be looking at, yeah, what is my physicality? What actually suits me? And you might need to do some experimentation there, because of course, body shape is just one small part. And this is where that some of us have a kind of combination body shape as well, where you might go, well, I've got this body shape, but I've got quite square shoulders, so that makes me feel broader. So what do I do to soften them up? Or maybe I've got a fairly straight shape, but I've got a bit of a kind of curvy thigh. So what can I do there that flatters the thighs? So it's looking at bringing those different elements of what suits you physically together. So the body shape, the body variations, the body proportions, they all need to go together to create your body equation. And then plus that personality element, that aesthetic, all those sorts of things that you love. And also, of course, what works for your lifestyle as well, because we can never forget lifestyle and location. You know, maybe you love soft, floaty things, but you're in the dead of winter and it's snowy. So, you know, we've got to bring those things into it as well. But they are some things to think about if you are kind of struggling with that kind of physicality plus that personality bit. So I hope that helps you. It gives you something to think about. And this is where Pinterest is such a brilliant tool to help you start looking at what it is that you like and why you like it and how you may be able to adapt that for your own style and your own wardrobe, not just copying a whole hog. That's often where things go wrong. We think, oh, well, she looks great, I'll just copy that exactly. What we need to do is adjust all these things for ourselves and our own body, our own coloring, and our own elements of design that are within us. So please keep sending me your questions, imogen@insideoutstyleblog.com. And of course, if you want to understand much more about your body shape, your body proportions, your body variations, plus, of course, your personality, how that influences everything you choose, do join my 7 Steps to Style program, because that is what is inside there. It's really going to help you define your style. And when you've defined your style, you can create so much more easily a wardrobe full of clothes that you actually love to wear. And you can stop wasting money on all the stuff that's really not quite right for you. Bye for now.
Thanks for listening to Inside Out Style with Imogen Lamport. Be sure to subscribe to this podcast for more actionable style and color tips. And don't forget to visit InsideOutStyleBlog.com, where you'll discover Imogen's encyclopedia of color and style advice to help you become your most stylish self. If you're enjoying what's here, please leave a review so we can bring you more of the content that helps you adore your wardrobe more, so you can get up, get dressed, and get out the door looking and feeling fabulous every single day.